Ray Gardner answered and said, "Can a man be profitable unto God, as he at his wise may be profitable unto himself? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that you art righteous, or is it gain to him that you make your ways perfect? Will he reprove thee for fear of thee? Will he enter with thee into judgment? Is not thy wickedness great, and thine iniquities infinite? For thou hast taken a pledge from thy brother for naught, and stripped the naked of their clothing. You have not given water to the weary to drink. You have held back bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he hath the earth, and the honorable man dwelt in it. You hast sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Therefore snares are round about you, and sudden fear trouble you. Or darkness that ye cannot see, and abundance of waters cover you. Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold the height of the stars, how high they are. And you say, how doth God know? Can he judge through a dark cloud? The clouds are a covering to him, that he sees not, and he walks in the circuit of heaven. Have you marked the old way which wicked men have trodden, which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overflown with a flood, which said unto God, depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for them? Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn. Wherefore our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of them the fire consumes. Acquaint now yourself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto you. Receive, I pray you will, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. You shall put away iniquity. far from your tabernacles. Then shall you lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and you shall have plenty of silver. For then shalt you have your delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up your face unto God. You shall make your prayer unto Him, and He shall hear you, and you shall pay your vows. You shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. When men are cast down, then you shall say, there is lifting up, and He shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of your hand.